My job is to somehow make them curious enough or persuade them by hook or crook to get more aware of themselves and where they came from and what they are into and what is already there, and just to bring it out. This is what compels me to compel them, and I will do it by whatever means necessary.
Welcome to the Black Girls Heal podcast, where we talk about healing our intimacy disorders, unresolved trauma, and building a healthy relationship with first ourselves and then others. Every episode, we will talk about advice you can apply today to break unhealthy patterns and grow in your self-worth. I'm Sheena Lachey, love addiction coach and trauma specialist. Let's begin. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. Before we get started, let's take a small break to say thank you to this week's sponsors. Hello, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Black Girls Heal. Today, we are talking about why your feelings need structure. So I'm in the middle of writing a book on no contact and helping women use it as a 90-day self-love detox from toxic and unhealthy relationships. And to do no contact with these types of relationships where you're trauma bonded, your feelings are going to get in the way. They're going to get in the way because they are super loud. They are super strong. They feel as if they are the ultimate truth. And these feelings are what keeps us connected to people who are doing harm to us, whether or not the harm is emotional, mental, spiritual, sexual, financial. These are the relationships we need to cut our trauma bonds with. These are the relationships we need to cut our attachments with. But feelings can feel so overwhelming that they feel impossible to overpower. And so doing a process like no contact is going to help you regain your power in situations where you feel powerless. However, as logically sound as that premise may be, enacting it is incredibly hard. It is one of the hardest things you will ever do. I'm saying this not only as someone who has helped women do this on my side of the chair, and for those who are my coaching clients, helping them do it online and different places all over the world, from Australia to Africa to the UK to here in the US, but also as a woman who's had to go through this process herself. I've had to do no contact with people who I felt I was deeply connected to. I'm not going to say in love with some of these people, because of course, hindsight is 20/20, but definitely people that I was afraid that if I separated from them, I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know what was going to happen to me emotionally. I felt like they were deeply connected to my future. I felt like they were deeply connected to my self-esteem and self-worth. I felt like they were cornerstones to different relationships that I had. And a future in a life outside of that seemed impossible. And this is a common refrain from many women who I have supported with the relationships that they have had to restructure over their life. And what happens is many people try to negotiate with this at first. Because the feelings are so strong, they try to go from a place of what feels good in the moment. So I'm going to go over some of the ways that your feelings may tell you stories, that they may lie to you, so that you can be clear on what the truth is to help you break this cycle in your life. Now, what I'm going to be talking about, even though I'm using it from the premise of no contact, because I'm currently writing a book on it, this is the section of the book that I'm currently on. And so I'm sharing some direct support and some behind the scenes lessons with you here. However, the concept of redefining your relationship with your feelings can be used with any type of healing work you are in right now, whether or not it is no contact or breaking trauma bonded relationships with people. If you're working on healing inner child wounds and there are different stories and really intense feelings that are coming up there, whether or not you are setting boundaries with other people and breaking patterns of codependency and you have really strong feelings when it comes to that, whether or not you're healing your relationship with your own sense of self-worth, with feelings of anxiety, the different types of lies that I'm going to be talking about today can probably be applied to most situations. And so, as always, take what you need and leave the rest. However, for the sake of today's episode, most of the examples that I'm going to be using are going to be around the concept of no contact and romantic relationships with people who are unavailable to you. So the first way that your feelings may lie to you when they are very intense is that it may tell you the story that these feelings will not only never fade, that they're only going to get bigger. And for some of us, that these feelings are so strong that we may feel like we will die from it, that the pain of what we're going through, the pain of the loss, the pain of the withdrawal, sometimes just the act of thinking about making changes can create so many intense feelings in our bodies, in our hearts. It will clog our brain. It will freeze us or make us feel like we need to get away from it, right? So we will get into fight or flight mode. and we will do anything to stop the intensity of that pain. And so I need you to know that your feelings are not fact. That as intense as they are, as strong as they feel, as hopeless as it may make you feel, they are just thoughts. Yes, you may have a physical sensation in your body because your body is trying to communicate things to you. It may be afraid of the change because it's unfamiliar, not because it's not the right change to make. Many of us may be a pattern of doing a habit or a way that we are not taking care of ourselves that our body is used to. It's used to us hitting the alarm in the morning 5 times instead of getting up from work. It's used to us waiting until the last minute and procrastinating to get something done that we really need to get done. It's used to us just saying yes to something that we don't really want to do because it will keep the peace. Our body is used to those patterns, even though there's consequences on the other side of it, you know, getting reprimanded at work, things being tardy or done not to the quality that you want it to be, being stuck in situations that make you feel uncomfortable and now your energy and time is zapped. All of those things are consequences, but the idea, the feeling of doing something different, saying no, getting up when the first or maybe even second alarm goes off, doing the thing right now in the moment where you have an abundance of time instead of procrastinating, those are things that are uncomfortable and those feelings are super strong. Do those feelings mean that you shouldn't do the thing that you feel urged to do? Absolutely not. But it doesn't change the intensity of it. And so that's why it's very important for us to realize that our feelings are not facts. Our body may give us feelings. It may give us information because it's trying to keep the status quo. It's trying to keep us in a place that it knows what to do. It knows what to do when you're late. It knows what to do when you are in a codependent relationship. It knows how to keep the peace. But that doesn't mean that that's in your highest good. Now, unlearning this or walking through this perspective can be super hard, especially if you're someone who is very emotionally sensitive. We all have emotions. We all have feelings. Some of us are empaths. Some of us are highly sensitive people. Some of us may have some mood disorder things going on that makes us feel feelings even stronger. Some of us are spiritually gifted and we have gifts like clairaudience, clairsentience, claircognizance. We're highly in touch with our spiritual selves and spirit in whatever form that it may connect to us. And so connecting to that felt sense, connecting to our gut, connecting to our intuition is very much a part of ourselves. It is what has led us into making decisions that have worked very well in our benefit. It has helped us with our discernment. It has helped us grow in our confidence. It has helped us connect to other people. And so needing to filter that or needing to kind of police that can feel very wobbly or foreign to us. I'm not going to say that it feels wrong because if you're at this place where what I'm saying is connecting to you, you can probably tell that something is off. You can tell that for all of your intuition, with all of your wisdom, with all of your knowledge, all of your self-knowledge, you're still making decisions for yourself or not making decisions for yourself based on how you feel that's not working out. So this is about helping you learn how to differentiate what is God-given, what is part of decisions for your highest good, and what is old, temporarily ingrained trauma patterns in your nervous system. When and where are the times that your nervous system is giving off the same signals that your gut, that your intuition, that your inner knowledge is giving off to try to keep you in a place that is familiar, even though it's not safe? The relationships that you are in, if you're considering no contact with people who are consistently being emotionally unavailable, who are toxic, who are there one moment and then abandon you the next, those relationships are not in your highest good. But there's a reason that you're attracted to them. There's a reason that it's hard for you to say no to them. There's a reason that it is hard for you to see the red flags when they're happening or where you do see them, you try to work with them and compromise and negotiate or try to change the other person. Those are all patterns that are very familiar. And so when you add structure, when you add a balance of logical mind and a thought process and structure to a very feeling person, you actually get balance. It's the yin and the yang. So one of the therapeutic models that I am trained in is called dialectical behavior therapy. And they have this concept called wise mind. When you're working with someone who is looking to find balance in their life, when they've been having lots of ups and downs, a lot of traumatic relationships, a lot of negative thought processes about themselves, you're always encouraging your client to help them find their wise mind. Their wise mind is that beautiful balance between their feeling mind and their logical mind. Some people their problem is not that they are so much into their feelings, it's that they are so much into their head. They're always intellectualizing feelings away. They're not taking into account how some things are going to affect them emotionally down the road or affect other people. And that's also causing problems. And so we want to find the balance in between the two. So what no contact does, the way that I teach it, is not just that you're not going to talk to somebody for 90 days is the time period that I give people, because many of us have not talked to unhealthy people for years on end. But it's during this time, here are the ways that I'm going to nourish myself. These are the ways that I'm going to reorient my relationships. These are the things that I'm going to do in the meantime. I talk about the whole process, not only just no contact, but also what you can do for those 90 days to restructure all of your relationships in my BGH method program. You get access to my full 90-day process, but then also here's what we're going to do with our boundaries. Here's what we're going to do with the trauma that caused this. These are the messages we're going to say to ourselves. These are messages we're going to take away. This is how we're going to move forward in these relationships. These are the relationships I'm going to be looking for. This is how I find them. I talk about all of that in the BGH method program. And so I'm going to include a coupon code for today for those who are listening to this episode who would like to enroll. It will be a short-term coupon, so make sure you take advantage while it is available. And if you are listening to this as audio on a podcast player, the link and the coupon code will be in the show notes as well.
I don't know about you, but I like keeping my money where I can see it. Unfortunately, traditional big wireless carriers also seem to like keeping our money too. If you're fed up with crazy high wireless bills, bogus fees, and free perks that actually cost more in the long run, it's time to switch to Mint Mobile. Compared to big wireless carriers, you could be saving so much. It's time to stop overpaying for wireless just because this house always been. Mint exists purely just to fix that. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Bring your own phone number and activate with eSIM in minutes. Start saving immediately with no long-term contract and no hassle. If you're in need of a new phone line and you like saving your money, Mint Mobile is absolutely for you. Shop plans at mintmobile.com/BGH. That's mintmobile.com/BGH. Upfront payment of $45 for a 3-month 5-gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customer offer for first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
Attention all my fellow moms, aunties, and caregiving figures. I have found an amazing educational resource for my son, and I'm so excited to share it. Time for Learning is an incredible online-based learning platform that allows customized schedules, real-life learning, and diverse expansive lessons across all subjects from pre-K through high school. Their all-in-one online curriculum includes not only all the core classes that you find in a brick-and-mortar school, but also the electives. The lessons are cinematic and story-driven, designed to keep your student engaged with not only visually rich images, but also emotionally engaging lessons. You're able to get full transcripts, grades, and diplomas, which is awesome if you're using it as a homeschool resource to match requirements in your specific state. And it offers so much flexibility in allowing you to teach your child what's important to them and to you. I've personally tried it, and what I love is that I can adjust the grade level based on the subject for my son. So with him being more advanced in math, I can move him up a grade and also adjust the others accordingly as well to meet him where he is. My goal is to have a confident, future-forward child that can thrive in any space he chooses, and Time for Learning absolutely helps with that. Curious if Time for Learning is right for your family? Visit timeforlearning.com, that's time, the number 4, learning.com, to explore their curriculum and find the perfect plan for your student. You can get started with a monthly subscription to see just how much your kids enjoy learning on their own terms.
So, the first way that feelings will try to lie to you is to tell you that you will die from these emotions. They will try to tell you that this is super strong and powerful and that you cannot overcome them, and you can by finding balance. The second way that your feelings may lie to you, or the story that they may tell you, is that this is the best that is ever going to be. So if you have been stuck in really unhealthy relationships, especially if it started way before, if it started with childhood trauma, if you have some dysfunctional family relationships or relationships with other people who are supposed to be there for you, they're supposed to support you, they're supposed to be consistent, they're supposed to encourage you, and all those relationships are broken in some way. Maybe they are the people who emotionally abuse you and criticize you. Maybe they're the people who have modeled from the beginning how to abandon you, whether or not it's physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. Maybe they are very dominating and aggressive and narcissistic. And so those relationships were not great examples of how love could be. And so when you think about going into no contact or breaking this cycle, your feeling may change into feelings of despair. Feelings of like, well, what's the point? Because even if I stop connecting to this person, there's no such thing as healthy love outside of this. That's just a fairy tale. Even if you get connections with other people, is only going to go away. The best that I can get is maybe someone who treats me just a little bit better than the one before, but I'm not going to put a lot of hope out for them. And just like I said before, those feelings of hope, despair, of loss, of grief over a future that you're like, this is what I would like to happen, but that's not possible for me. Those are all very strong feelings because your body is trying to keep you safe. It's trying to stop you from going out, putting yourself out there only to fail. Sometimes the fear of failure is not about what if I look bad? What if I do this wrong? What if I can't get it? Sometimes the fear of failure is, what if I go out and I do this thing that I really want to do and I have been dreaming about for so long, and I find out that the fantasy is not real. I find out that this world that I've built in my head is just smoke and mirrors and it doesn't exist. And if it does exist, it must be for other people. So this story in your head that this is the best that I can get, or that the good things that I want are not common enough. So maybe it's possible, but it's not common enough that everybody gets it, so I should just settle for what I have here. Those feelings, those thoughts, that maybe low sense of self-worth, or believing that you're not deserving of what it is that you want, or maybe you have a background where every time you have tried before, something has gotten in the way. So this anticipation of failure, of roadblocks, of things happening to you, of you being the receiver of really negative events, may stop you from believing that there is better for you. And here's what I want to say about that. Here's the truth. For some things in our life, we are going to be doing this process and we're going to be working, we're going to be healing, we're going to be going to therapy, you're going to be working with a coach. Hello. You're going to be getting help and support from other people. You're going to be reading, you're going to be studying, and it's going to come very quickly. It might not be easy per se, but it's going to click, it's going to fall into place. You're going to graduate to the next level and you're going to feel the almost immediate effects of what happens when you gain access to that knowledge. When I first started doing this work a decade plus ago now, that type of experience is what a lot of women who came to my fold would have just from listening to the first set of episodes, just from having wordage around what was going on, love addiction, to expand off of what they already knew about codependency, learning about different ways that childhood trauma can impact you, childhood emotional neglect and all that, looking at love avoidance in relation to love addiction and treating them as actually real intimacy disorders that deserve their own spotlight and treatment and not just a passing phrase. Just having that type of knowledge and access broke so many women free. Right? It gave them that self-awareness and self-empowerment to make changes. And that's incredible. So something like that or something different may have helped so many of you before. Learning about depression, learning about different medication options, learning about adult ADHD, which is another thing I hear has happened for so many people over the last 5 to 10 years of learning that that is a diagnosis that they qualify for, and now being able to find tools to help them. And they find that they're emotional life and their physical life around them and their environment has drastically improved because they had access to that knowledge and that connection. That is wonderful. That does not happen with every single part of your healing process, though. There may be some things in your life that you will have the knowledge, you will have access to tools, you will have access to support, and it is going to be a slower process. That doesn't mean it's not working. It doesn't mean it's always going to be this way. It doesn't mean that all the work you've put in before has been for nothing. It means that it takes time. It takes time because maybe you need more lived experience. Maybe, especially if you're working with breaking the cycles of unhealthy relationships, once you go through this process and you learn about yourself and you learn about what it is that you want, you need to have different relationships to practice with. So the next person that you go out and date might not be your person and might be another person that you get to learn how to cut ties with sooner rather than later. It might be a relationship that's super lovely and you date them for a while. And part of your healing is learning that One, that there are lovely people everywhere, that it's actually normal to date and to connect with lovely people, but every lovely person that I date does not mean that that's my person. I have unlearned that I need to make every situation that I'm in work if I have a story about scarcity in my mind, right? And then sometimes what takes time is you meet the person that is your person, and now you have to learn how to love and how to be loved in a way that you didn't know that you needed to learn before. Now you're going deeper in that process, and that takes time. You don't start off being perfect. And I know that that's hard for many of us who may have perfectionism wounds, or you're afraid of messing things up. You're afraid of pushing people away. You're afraid of people leaving, especially if you struggle with love addiction symptoms. You know, that anxious attachment around, am I too much or am I not enough? And that balance between those are always going on. But all that to say, these feelings that tell you that this is how it's always going to be. I've been working on this for so long. I've been working on these feelings. I've been working on these thoughts. I've been working on trying to cut this person off. I've been working on trying to restructure my relationships with people for so long, and it's still here. If you are honest and you look back, are you the same person you were a year ago, a month ago, heck, a day ago, right? You are different. You are changing. There is movement. It's about having faith, not in a person or a process, but having faith in yourself and having faith knowing that I'm exactly where I need to be. I've been making incredible movement. Things do work out for me. They get to work out for me. I get to have nice things. And again, we're changing our relationship with these feelings that are trying to protect us by having us give up. And it's a very interesting relationship that we have with our mind and our body that is our biggest defender, but sometimes it can be our biggest op. And it's about us stepping out, externalizing it for a moment, realizing, okay, this is a part of me that just wants to protect me. These are the thoughts that are really just trying to help me stay safe, but I don't need them right now. So you can say thank you to these thoughts. You can say thank you to these emotions. Thank you for trying to be here for me. This is what I'm going to choose instead. For some of my deepest inner child wounds have come out depending on the different levels and things that I've been working on. When I haven't been to think about what is an affirmation I can say in response to whatever thought or feeling that I'm having, I will just say out loud, no, that's not true. That is not true. I am not that. This is not what's happening. No, no, no. Just saying no out loud interrupts that cycle. So when you start to give your feelings structure, they have a direction on where to go. Instead of just swatting feelings away and saying, this is bad and I don't want to feel this way and I don't want to think this way, where are you going? What is the story that you want to start telling yourself? And do you know how to get there? Do you have a process that helps you? Because again, the healing process can be so big, or it is so big. And so having a system, even though it doesn't make it perfect, but having a system that you can work really helps you when you feel like you're walking through darkness, to have a little bit of light that you're walking towards, to let you know that hope is coming. If you do not have a process for whatever it is that you're working on, of course, I'm talking about no contact today, and I'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. But if you do not have a system or a person or a guide helping you through this healing process and you are feeling lost, this might be your sign to get some extra support. Some of us want or need to wander at this point in our life and in this part of our journey, especially if we are coming from highly structured systems. It might actually be the opposite, that you need to have more freedom and a free-flowing experience. But for those of us who feel like we have been lost in trying to figure this out on our own, getting additional support is a gift that you can give yourself. Like I said, the no contact process is one way that I help women do this for just 90 days. We don't have to worry about forever. We don't have to worry about what might happen 2 years from now. We don't have to even worry about what happened yesterday. We get to start now. Today is the only moment that we can control, and we can give ourselves 90 days for the chance of freedom and happiness and joy on the other side of it. So if you would like access to my full 90-day process to help not only with no contact, but exactly how do I restructure my relationship with myself and with others and break the cycle of love addiction and love avoidance in my life and in my relationships, you can check out the BGH Method program, which is my main program where I help women break these cycles. And also, as promised, there is a coupon code down below to give you a discount for listening to this episode, and you can get started immediately. That's it for now. I'm sending you all so much love, and I'll see you in the next episode. Take care of yourselves. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Black Girls Heal.
If this episode helped you in any way, please be sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and share it with someone you love. And if you're ready to go deeper and turn what you're learning about here into real life change, join us inside the BGH Members Club. You'll get ad-free bonus episodes, powerful worksheets about every topic we discuss here, and exclusive lessons to help you apply the healing tools we talk about. You can join today at blackgirlsheal.org/members. And as always, take care of yourselves, and we'll see you next week.